Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Once again, we're here at Elohim Live, coming out of Philadelphia. It's Elohim Speaks Sunday show. We're here every Sunday. I'm sorry, the texts didn't go out today. So those of you who didn't get the text, I apologize and have to call in. I hope you call in anyway, you know, just to check if the show is on. But now we're going to, the main topic today is going to be about health, all right? But now, you know, when we start the show, we always talk about love first, right? That's the first thing we talk about. We talk about love, because if we don't love each other, we'll never be able to get along. Family-wise, community-wise, we won't be able to get anything done. Love is an act that makes others feel good. So, well, why I always got to do things to make other people feel good? They're supposed to do the same thing to you. So if you make them feel good, and then if you feel good, you're involved in a feel-good situation. There's nothing better than being in a feel-good situation, okay? Now, I'm just going to go a little bit into love, not that much. I want to just sort of stick to the topic today. My phone is not working properly, so that's why the texts didn't go out. But the text, I will be texting you definitely next week. That's how my phone is set up, probably about that. Okay, for those of you who download the show, you'll understand why you didn't get no text. Now, you know how when you first meet somebody, how you're acting, you're being good to them, they're being good to you, we all took each other out at dinner and all that. Well, those actions are what people attach their emotions to. They attach those emotions to those actions. Now, whatever you were doing in the beginning to make that person get into you, that's what you should be doing all the time. Because that's what sparked that emotional bond towards you in the first place. Okay? So, you know, it's, you hear why some people say, I've been married or I've been together with this person and I don't know who they are anymore. They changed up on me. No, they didn't change up on you. They just didn't know what love was. They didn't know that what they were doing in the first part of the thing to get you into them, that was actually them loving you, and it should have kept that going. And one thing I want to say, too, there's a difference between loving somebody and living life together with somebody. Because you can live life together with somebody, you know, and never show them any real love, you know. And because you're living life together, paying bills, taking care of kids, walking the dog, you think that's what it is, you know, but it's not, you know, because the person that loves you is supposed to find out all the little teeny things that you like, that's special for you, the things that make you feel good, which puts you in a good mood, all that stuff, and they're not supposed to be pushing your buttons, because a lot of couples break up because you're always pushing each other's buttons because you know each other too well, so you know how to make each other mad, and that's not loving each other. Once you do something that doesn't make the other person feel good, you are not loving them anymore. It's manipulation, control, whatever you want to call it, okay? Okay, now with that being said, I'm going to say it again. Love is the act that makes others feel good, all right? Now with that being said, let's get into health, okay? The question that we have dealing with health is, should we still on the 3-meal-a-day diet? Now, what kind of diet you're on, what you're eating, and the whole nine yards actually depends on the most important question that you can ask yourself. Why are you eating? See, this is the question that, this is a thought process that we don't deal with. I mean, you eat because you're hungry, you eat because you have to eat. You know, because you want to lose weight, want to gain weight. You know, you want to save the animals. You want to, you know, you want to eat biblically or however you want to eat. Why are you eating like that? What's the purpose of your eating like that? Okay. Now let's get into what I think we should be eating. we should be eating to create those perfect cells. Now, I don't know if a lot of you know or not, but every 7 years, every cell in the body is being recreated. So now, based on how you're eating, you guys have to excuse me a little bit. I still got to get used to this late night thing because normally around 6, 7 o'clock, I'm out. But because I'd be jumping up 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm trying to change my schedule. So I'm a little out of sorts, you know, you understand why. Anyhow, the body changes or recreates or makes perfect cells. That's what the body does. That's what the body is designed to do, okay? But in order to do that, you have to give it the proper nutrients that it needs to make that perfect cell. My analogy, think about it as a cake. You put the proper ingredients in the cake, cut the oven on the right heat, put those ingredients in the oven, and you come out with a perfect cake every time. The cake will be so nice. Leave one of the ingredients out, and you don't have a perfect cake no more. You know, the cake just don't rise properly. It ain't sweet enough. Not enough of this anymore, you know? It don't, it's too rigid. It's too fluffy or however, you know? But if you put the right ingredients in, you're going to get the perfect cake. Well, that's how your stomach is. Your stomach is the oven, 98.6 degrees. That's the normal thing that the doctors say. It cooks the food at that temperature until it's able to extract all of the nutrients and minerals through the food, and it's the nutrients and minerals are released in different parts of the body through the different size pores and holes that are in the anything, you know, believe it or not. Like the different size veins that let different minerals and chemicals, you know, in and out of the body. So as you eat, your body is the stomach. Well, you know, your body not is the stomach, but the stomach is actually the oven, and it cooks the food to bring it to a certain temperature, so that it can extract the nutrients from the food. That's how the system works. Now, based on why you're eating, that's going to determine what you're eating, you know? We talk about this quite a few times on the show, you know? Now, what we suggest... I'm on an age reduction diet. Now, why am I eating? Let's get into that. Now, I didn't talk about that the last time. I didn't talk about it. Why I eat. I eat to reduce the aging process. In order to reduce the aging process, I have to have perfect cells. And if the body is creating perfect cells, then the aging process is going to reduce, because we're supposed to be living, the normal lifespan of a human being is 999 years, or 98 years, give or take a year, you know, a few years in there. And that's basically what we have to get back into. We have to eat for the right reason to get the proper results. So your thought process, once again, it's coming through your natural culture of eat what you sell, you know? So while you're eating is actually determines what you're eating, okay? People that are trying to lose weight, they're on a high, people trying to gain muscle fat and all that, they're on a high protein diet. People trying to lose weight, they get up the protein, a lot of carbs, the running, so they can drop their weights, you know? You know, quiet as it's kept, all of the minerals and nutrients, they do work together, because some of the minerals and nutrients support other minerals and nutrients to help make that cell, okay? Now, Dr. Sadie, right? what he's saying, because the thought process that he's bringing to the table, it's very different. I like it. He says that there's not a whole bunch of disease. There's only one disease, and that disease is caused by mucus. Okay. Now, so if you eat the right foods, okay, stay away from a lot of mucus-forming foods, your body will begin to respond in time, all right? Now, the five vegetables that I recommend, they're not mucus-forming vegetables, okay? So I recommend those five vegetables, and just those five vegetables, one cup, eating at one time during the day, right? Even though you eat other things during the day, just those five cups of vegetables eating during the day will begin the age reduction process, because that's enough minerals and nutrients in your system to make that perfect cell, okay? Now, what I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to give you, hold on for a second, I'm going to give you a list of those, I'm going to give you a list of those five vegetables, and let's see if I can pull it up here. Yeah, I'm going to give you a list of those five vegetables. I have the list in my head, but I feel better reading it off. There are collard greens, string beans, Brussels sprouts, green peas, and broccoli. Those five vegetables, one cup, eaten in combination, all at one time. You take one of each, one cup of each of those, put them in a pot, cook them. Eat the whole thing, right? And that gives you just about all the minerals and nutrients that you're going to need to create that perfect cell. But now, if you can't eat the five cups at one time, okay, then you can break it up into a couple meals. So there you have my opinion on the 3 meal a day diet. 3 meal a day diet is whack, because you need all those nutrients in at the same time. Now, if you're going to eat 3 meals a day, and every time you sit down, you're getting all the minerals and nutrients you need for the whole day, then that's fine. But that don't make sense, because it's like putting too much sugar or too much flour or too much anything in a cake that ain't going to come out right. You feel me? So what you need to do is eat those five vegetables, and I suggest, and I say, excuse me, it's just late night. I get used to it. I think I might even cut the show short a little bit today because of how tired I am. But I just wanted to make sure that I'm on the air, although the text didn't go out, so people don't know I'm on the air. But hopefully some of you will check in. If you want to, you already checked in. So what I also recommend is some fruit, right? But before we get into the fruit, I think just before you eat, I think you should take a quarter cup of prune juice, okay? That helps regulate the system and it gives you the extra iron that you need to do the work that you're trying to do all day long. You can also... what I'd like for you to have in a smoothie, blueberries, strawberries, blackberries, and cantaloupe for extra beta carotene. But the vegetables that I'm mentioning have vitamin B4, that's bran. Because they mention bran, mostly coming from grains and stuff like a bear, because it's supposed to be rough. But those three berries have bran in them, and that would be enough. When you don't have to eat the cereal to get the bran. So you don't have to eat the cereal to get the vitamin B4. You can get your vitamin B4 right from the berries, okay? Now, the Bible put us on a diet in Genesis of fruit and seed bearing plants for meat. See, this is how the 1% get us. They change the words around, change the meaning around, so we don't know what's what, who's who. And it gets a little tricky sometimes, okay? But the Bible gave us every food-bearing plant fruit and seed-bearing plant for meat. You can tell I'm kind of the whole route here. It's been a long day. So why are we calling flesh? Sometimes they slip up and they say the meat is a potato. Well, if the potato is meat, then what is the animals that we're eating? They're flesh. And we're not really supposed to be consuming flesh, okay? We're supposed to be meat, but we're not supposed to be flesh, okay? Because flesh is more destructive to the system than you can imagine, you know? And you're killing your lesser evolved brothers, for lack of a better word. You're also killing your less conscious brothers and sisters, okay? When you're eating and destroying these animals. So we need to back up off that as much as possible, you know, and just do what I'm saying about the fruit and the vegetables and stuff. I can better keep my eyes open. What I'm going to do, for the sake of me, okay, I know the text didn't go out. I'd like to stay here for an hour, but it don't seem like that's going to happen because I am really, really drowsy. Sleep night is beating me. Don't have to keep the schedule because I have so much to be doing today. And I can't stop in the middle of the day around 3 o'clock and do the show, you know? So I have to do it in the evening and night when it's better for me, you know? We're getting to my next question here. What does religion mean in our natural culture of rewatching show? Yeah, that's a big question because most of us don't even deal with the culture, you know? But in our culture, and this culture of rewatching show, this don't make sense. I'm actually exhausted. So what I'm going to do, we've been on the air we've only been on the air for 20 minutes here, and I'm done. It still makes no sense. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to kind of shut down for a minute, you know? And those of you who are checking us out online, understand, dog, I'm just a woman about the day, so... And so I didn't get the text out to everybody so they know that we're actually on air. And I'll be checking back with you like next week. I'm done. It's amazing. I think I might have to get a co-host, huh? so I can have somebody to support me in what I'm doing back and forth talking on the radio and everything, okay? So once again, I love you, and I do have some other things that I want to get into, but it's amazing how worked out I am. But we'll get into that next week, okay? So I love you, and stay strong, and next week when you get the text, we might run part of the subject again since I didn't do the whole thing. So we might do this again next week. We might run the whole thing next week for you, okay? Stay strong. I love you, and I will be talking to you again next week.